Welcome to this BIOS podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of BIOS magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring BIOS podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dan Scheinman, Senior Vice President of the Cisco Media Solutions Group. I have the next 8 to 10 minutes to share with you something I'm really excited about, which is the revolution taking place within the media and entertainment industry, which is going to lead to a lot of opportunity for consumers, technology companies, and media companies. I believe that we are really at an exciting point in the evolution of this industry. When I started at Cisco many years ago, it used to be there was a really predictable pattern of technology adoption. Technology went from the universities to the money center banks, ultimately to the enterprises, and then last to service providers and consumers. Today, we are at a point where we're at a new world. Technology is being adopted first by consumers, generally out of the universities, being supported by service providers, and then coming back into the enterprise. This disruption or transition is creating a lot of opportunity, both for consumers, for media companies, and for technology companies. Look, for example, at massively scalable applications like Google and Yahoo, eBay, MySpace, a lot of which came from universities and then now got mass adoption. And ultimately, those types of ideas and technologies are going to come back into the enterprise. One example is high-definition TV. Today, high-definition TV began in the home, where most consumers were adopting high-definition to upgrade their TVs. Cisco has brought high-definition in the form of telepresence back into the enterprise. And today, we are selling a high-definition solution into the enterprise 5 to 10 years after the consumers first adopted. All of this means that we're at the beginning of a new golden age for the consumer. Technology is empowering the consumer with control and choice over what they want, where they want, and when they get it. And they're going to be able to watch on the device of their choice, and this leads to a lot of excitement. I think that ultimately what that means is that magic word that we talked about in the 90s and in the early 2000s, convergence is at hand, and it's driven by two trends. The first is the rise of broadband. Today, broadband on a global basis is about 17% penetrated, which is fantastic. In North America, it's over 35%. We think that by 2010, broadband in North America will reach as high as 70% of all consumers. This means that there is a platform now to get digital bits from one place into the home. The second trend, which is equally important, is the digitization of everything. In the old days, content producers had a great situation. They had multiple content creation for multiple silos. So, for example, you created movies for movie theaters. TV was created for televisions, right? You had radio, which got created, music, which got created for radios or for CDs. And the reality is it allowed the broadcasters and the content creators multiple opportunities to create value. And they were able to sell the same content or slightly different content in multiple formats. And this was a great business. Today, all of this is changing, driven by digitization. And as the silos begin to collapse, what that means is that it means that you have content that can be created to any device and be distributed anywhere using the internet. Well, let me give you some examples. Today, who would have thought that the successor to the Walkman, the iPod, is now a leading place that you can watch videos and TV? Who would have believed that the mobile phone would be a place where you consume music? And that consumers want to be able to, on their television, be able to take content that's created by other users to be able to watch it on that TV. It's really remarkable the changes that are occurring. The other thing that's arisen out of this is the democratization of media. Today we're seeing an explosion of blogs and webcasts, that citizen media is being created, and all of this leads to a lot of new energy and opportunity. But the result of all these trends, aside from convergence, is that for the media company, the world is changing. In the last 30 or 40 years, the media company was at the center of the digital universe. And what that meant was that for the media companies, what they wanted to be is in a world where they were producing limited content. They wanted that content to be as valuable as possible. They were going to create 8 to 10 movies a year. They wanted those movies to have as much value as you could. So you wanted to limit the amount of content you created. You wanted it to be separated based upon what platform you were doing. And you also wanted to make sure that it was mass marketed and it was mass targeted. In the new world, where the empowered consumer is at the center of the universe, guess what? The rules completely change and the pyramid flips. It means that consumers today have enormous power and have enormous access to information, and the consumers are now at the center of that world. And what is it that those consumers are going to want? First, what they want is they're going to be able to want fragmentation. They want the channel of you. They want to be able to see what they want, when they want, on the device they want. They want to be able to make sure that they can have access to the content that they particularly are interested in. They no longer are going to be controlled by what the scheduler wants. They're going to want to be able to see rapid increments and increases in the amount of content. There's going to be a lot of devices which occur. And they're going to be able to want to watch things on different devices. They're going to be able to want to be able to see content that is targeted at them. And this means, ultimately, that the empowered consumer is going to have the ability to control what they want and have the ability to filter and watch what they want, which would be totally disruptive to how content is created today. So what's Cisco's role in all of this? Well, when we look at the world, we see a couple things. The first is that there's unmet needs on both sides of the value chain. Today, on the studio side, they have a number of challenges. First, they don't know their audience particularly well because they've relied on distribution to know the audience. That means that the only place that the studio is connected to that customer is when it has a retail store or a theme park. It doesn't have the ability to know what those people want. The second thing is that the studio has not done as well in increasing its presence in the web. Today, if you look at the top 15 websites, only 3 are owned by media companies. So that means there's opportunity for the media companies to become increasingly relevant on the web as they learn how to make and distribute content that's on the web. For the consumer, they face overwhelming choice. Today, the problem is not that there's too little stuff available, there's too much. And how do you find stuff? And how do you know what's high quality? And how do you make sure you get to see the stuff you want and that stuff shows up in your living room and that stuff connects to the device that you want it on? And the answer to all of that, ultimately, is network. And when you think about that, that's something where Cisco excels. So our goal, across our value propositions, starting with our core routing and switching platforms, including Scientific Atlanta and Linksys, which controls the connection between the network and the home, and into some of the new innovative stuff we're doing in Linksys around consumer devices, up to what I'm going to do in our new Consumer Media Solutions Group, we ultimately are going to create an experience using the network for that consumer where they can consume what they want, where they want, and have relevant content that gets delivered to them. I think this is a really tremendously exciting time for the industry. The promise of so many years is at hand, and convergence is here. And I think we're going to create a lot of opportunities for media companies, for consumers, for technology companies. And it's very exciting for me to be a small part of this. Thank you for listening today, and I hope we're going to have a dialogue over the coming weeks and years as Cisco embarks on this adventure.
I'd like to thank Ipswich again for sponsoring this BaaS podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit Ipswich.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to BaaS's website at www.baasmagazine.co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.